This is a regular board meeting of Ambassador Philip B. Sanchez Public Charter School, and it's November 16th. And Karina, could you read the meeting logistics, please?
This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item ID. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@ambsanchezcharter2.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website.
Thank you. I now call this meeting to order, and we need to have a roll call and establishment of a quorum. Nakrina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie.
Here.
Julie Keiches.
Here.
Charles Sanaga.
Here.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi.
Here.
Thank you, board. We now need the, we're now going to do Pledge of Allegiance, and Julie, could you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Please join me as we salute the flag of our country. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Julie. We're going to move into item D, 1D, staff introduction.
Thank you, President Rennie. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jerry. We have school staff.
Good afternoon. Shelley Haynes here, Area Superintendent.
We have legal counsel.
Yes, Bill Thompson. Good afternoon.
Welcome, everyone. Is there anyone else that would like to introduce themselves?
Kendall Friends Learning Center Coordinator.
Oh, thank you.
Is Jeff not with us this time?
I'm looking for Jeff.
Jeff Cardino, I'm here.
All right, Jeff, you can read the resolution statement for us. That'd be wonderful.
Thank you, President Rennie. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and exempts the board from certain provisions of the Ralph M. Brown Act related to teleconference meetings during states of emergency, as long as the board makes required findings as detailed in the law. Under AB 361, boards that would like to continue to meet remotely must determine by majority vote whether, as a result of the state of emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. The required findings, which are included in the board resolution in your board packet, are as follows. The Board of Directors finds that the Governor's March 4th, 2020 declaration of a state of emergency due to COVID-19 pandemic remains active, and the Board of Directors finds that due to the state of emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees and or the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person due to the prevalence of the Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus, the indoor setting of meeting facilities, the potential presence of unvaccinated individuals attending meetings, the potential for non-compliance with mask wearing requirements, and desire to protect the health of immunocompromised board members, staff, students, and the public. It is recommended the board acknowledge and affirm these findings by approving the reference board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you, Jeff. I would need a motion to adopt the resolution.
Charles Sanaga, I so move.
Julie Keiches, the second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the resolution for authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings. Nakrina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Keiches?
Aye.
Charles Sanaga? Charles Sanaga? Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Moving to item 1F, approve agenda for this meeting of November 16th. I would need a motion to do so.
This is Jackie Giacomazzi. I so move.
Julie Kaiser, second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion? If not, McKinney, could you call the roll, please?
Martha Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaiser?
Aye.
Charles Sanandra?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We move into item 2, which is public comment, which Nacrina will read for us.
At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule a matter for a future meeting.
Has there been anyone who wants to address the board?
This is Nacrina Cuevas reporting that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
Thank you very much. We're going to move into a public hearing. And I need a motion and a second to open this public hearing.
Julie Catches, I so move.
Charles Sanager, second.
We're moving seconded to open the public hearing. I need a roll call vote.
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Catches?
Aye.
Charles Sanager?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. The public hearing is now open at 1:37. The board has allotted 15 minutes for the public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during the hearing. The board may extend this time upon a majority vote. We'd like to hear a presentation from Shelley Haynes, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon. For your reference in your board packets, we'll be looking at pages 9 through 16. And for today's public hearing, I'll be presenting a revised personalized learning policy that complies with the latest legislative mandates per Assembly Bill 167, which was signed by the governor on September 23rd, 2021. AB 167 is a follow-up or cleanup bill to AB 130, which, as you may recall, that bill required us to revise our personalized learning policy back in July. AB 167 revisions are noted in your board policy in red line. They're also up on your screen. And I'll be highlighting the four major components. The first is that identifies which students are targeted for tiered re-engagement strategies. And that includes all students who are not generating attendance for more than 3 school days or 60% of the instructional days in a school week, or 10% of the required minimum instruction time over 4 continuous weeks of the school's calendar. Students found not participatory pursuant to Ed Code 517.5 for more than the greater of 3 school days or 60% of the scheduled days of synchronous instruction, this is a mouthful, pardon my stumbles, in a school month as applicable by grade span. And then finally, students are in violation of the written agreement, which for us is our master agreement, pursuant to Ed Code 517.47G. As part of the tiered re-engagement strategies, clarifying that parents or guardians must be notified within 1 school day of the recording of non-attendance or lack of participation. And then finally, the timeline for collecting master agreements for the 21-22 school year was no later than 30 days after the first day of instruction or October 15th, whichever one came later. And then finally, you'll see some minor cleanups as far as language goes. That concludes my presentation for the revised personalized learning policy. I'd be happy to take any questions that you may have.
Shelly, just a little question. I'm just curious, who does the editing, like the little, the minor cleanup on the...
I think that's a collaborative effort, but mostly Michelle Lopez, and I believe she's on the call. Michelle, I'm giving you credit for that. That's accurate.
Thanks, Shelly. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle. It's interesting. It's interesting to see the choice of words and how important it really is.
Yeah, a little mind-numbing at times, but it's straight from the Ed Code. So you can be assured that the school's following the law, the most recent laws that were passed by the legislature.
Right.
The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from the members of the public on the revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment? Are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
Hello, this is Macrina Cuevas reporting that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
Thank you. I now request a motion and a second to close the public hearing. Moved and seconded to close the public hearing. Macrina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaiches?
Aye.
Charles Sanaga?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. It's 1:42 p.m. and the public hearing is now closed at 1:42. We'll now move to asking Shelley any questions that the board may have concerning her report on the revised personalized learning policy. Any questions of Shelley? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve as presented.
This is Jackie Giacomazzi. I so move.
Charles, then I get a second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised personalized learning policy. Could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaiches?
Aye.
Charles Sanagano?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Now moving to item 4B. The board will be asked to approve the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant Plan. Shelley will address the plan.
Thank you. And then just as a reminder, this was the public hearing that we had at the October board meeting. It's also found on pages 18 to 22 in your packet. The amount of the grant for Ambassador is $52,302, and I am recommending and seeking the board's approval. If you have any questions, please let me know.
I need a motion to approve the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant Plan.
Jackie Giacomazzi seconds his motion.
Moved and seconded the plan. Is there any discussion? There's no discussion. Could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaiches?
Aye.
Charles Sanegata?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Thank you, board. Motion passes unanimously. Item 5, additional corporate officer board members' observations and comments. Any corporate or board members that would like to offer a comment?
This is Julie Kaiches. I just want to say thank you, a special thank you to Shelley and to the watchful eyes of Michelle Lopez and all of the team that works diligently on this.
Hear, hear. Any other comments? If not, move to item six. The next regular board meeting is December 2nd at 2 p.m. I now would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Julie Chen,
please
Jackie Giacomozzi seconds your motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Katrina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaitis?
Aye.
Charles Sanagata?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomozzi?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.